Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Except for unlike the Atlanta Falcons, I remember to play the whole game. Okay, we got a lot to talk about here in the second half. Thank you to everybody who spent some time calling up and talking to me here in the first. Unfortunately, I had to open up the show talking about the NFL and COVID. How and when are they going to get their act together? We might have some more cancellations this upcoming Sunday. Stephon Gilmore test positive. The Titans' Corey Davis test positive. The Titans don't know how to follow the rules. They even, looks like, went to a school to practice after their own facility was shut down. And by the way, Stephon Gilmore, who did he say hi to on Monday Night Football? Face-to-face after the loss, he got up close and personal to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, this is what Patrick Mahomes had to say about coming in close contact with Stephon Gilmore Monday night.
Went up to him after the game and just gave him the high five like I've done my whole career, and not thinking about it. It was, I mean, a little bit of a mental lapse, just trying to show sportsmanship and stuff like that. But, I feel like the protocols in place are good, and I just have to trust in that, wear my mask, do whatever Rick and them say, and then just trust in we don't all know what's happening in this world this time, but just accept the challenge every single day of being in the best place I can be to be available for the team.
Yeah, more mental lapses like that will lead to a complete disaster this NFL season, and not just from the players, but from the teams and the league itself. You can expect the Tennessee Titans to get a big fine. And right before we went to break, especially with the NBA winding down, you know, this season is going to be over in a couple of days. Yeah, I gave you my top six list. That's what we do here on Wednesday night going into Thursday morning. And tonight was top six NBA destinations. And I gave them to you. Places that you could win right now. Places that have a stable organization. They have a culture of winning. Great city, great place to live. Whether it's strictly business with basketball or whether it's life away from the court. And winning, ultimately, these cities will put you in a great position. My top six, I gave you the Warriors, the Celtics, Dallas, Toronto. My top two, Lakers at two, Miami Heat at number one. And you could thank Pat Riley for that and just everything that he's built in Miami since 1995 for an organization that is just about 30 years old. So we do have plenty of callers who, you know, have their thoughts. What's a solid place to play where you think you have a better shot of winning? What's a great place to live? Who can give you stability? The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. The line, it's sponsored by Geico. You want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. You can switch to Geico and you can save. We have some callers who have been on the line patiently, so let's get rocking and rolling. What's a great place to play, a great place to live, a great place to win? Who's going to set you up the best right now in 2020? D is calling up from Columbia in Maryland. D, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Go ahead, D.
Yeah, I think Toronto right now is leading the pack. Now, it's a great place to live. It's a great place to have your family. It's a beautiful city. What it reminds me of is New York, but less populated. So this is like when you walk in through the city, you cruise around the city, it feels like the city belongs to you, especially if you're an athlete. And most importantly, they love us there, you know, especially Americans. They love us down there. I've been going to Canada since 2000 when I first went, and I go every year for vacation.
Okay. All right, D. Well, we know about the winning, and we know it's a great city. Like I said, Toronto, it's an international city. It's a diverse city. Anything you could want is there. I love Toronto, Canada. Mike is calling up from Maryland. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. If you're an NBA player, where would you want to play? Where would you want to live? Where would you want to win? What city would give you the best opportunity to win and do all of that? Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR, I would take Miami because of the coach and the GM. I've always found Pat Riley to be an interesting man. And if you look, in 61, when he was in high school, his high school team beat Power with Kareem on it. I think Kareem might have been a freshman. He was a senior, but he pulled off that win. And then in college, he was on that Kentucky team that lost to Texas Western. So, and then you look at his pro career and, you know, his coaching career, the way he climbed the ladder. So with all that knowledge to spread around for a player or a young guy, and LeBron went through that early on, I would like to experience that.
There's no doubt about that, Mike, and thank you for calling up from Maryland. We know Pat Riley is the reason Miami has had success. He is the reason. Why did LeBron James go to Miami? Why did Chris Bosh go to Miami? It's because of that guy, Pat Riley. Okay? I mean, we can go up and down. You can think about the trades and the assets and the draft. And come on, it's Pat Riley. He is the Miami Heat. Arison bought the squad. He brought him in, and they've had success. That's what you want. It's no different than a Popovich, except for Popovich went from president to putting himself on the bench, and they've had a nice run of players. The scouting for the Spurs has been amazing. Dante's calling up from Detroit. Dante, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What city, what team would give you the best chance to win, make some money, and then play in an awesome place? Go ahead, Dante.
JR. I'm a homebody, but I believe Detroit is the best place to come play. You have somebody who can come here to be a cornerstone, and I believe that this is a place that you can come and live and bring your family. This is the perfect place to live right now. Detroit has gotten themselves together, and I believe that there's a player in the NBA that can come here and take over. I believe that, JR.
Well, Dante, I appreciate the fact that you're an optimist, but I'm glad at least you recognize that that's not necessarily realistic. I mean, come on, we have no idea. We have zero idea what's going to happen with the Pistons. More recent history doesn't necessarily paint the rosiest of pictures. And, yeah, but I appreciate your optimism. I appreciate your hometown support.
JR, I want to say one more thing before I let you go.
Before I let you go. Go ahead, Dante.
When we got Chauncey Billups and we got Richard Hamilton and we got Ben Wallace and we got Tayshaun Prince and we got Rasheed, a lot of people gravitated to Detroit. I think we can do that again, JR, and I'm going to let you go.
All right. Well, I don't, that was more than 15 years ago. Why not? I mean, shoot. And by the way of looking at the Pistons roster right now, I mean, it's a godsend you were able to get rid of, what's the big Giants name who dated the girl from Nickelodeon, that grew up where I used to live in New York. Stu, what's the big Giant's name? He's now a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That'd be Andre Drummond.
Yeah, Andre Drummond from Mount Vernon, New York. It is, thank you, Stu, it is a blessing that Detroit got away from that guy and his contract. Let's see if Christian Wood, they found a nice little gem there. Let's see if Christian Wood can continue to progress. But outside of Christian Wood, I mean, if I'm a man, if I want to experience success, why am I going to the Pistons? Come on. We can all be homers. You know what? Nobody was foolish enough to call up and say, nobody was going to say the New York Knicks. Like, who wants to play for that trash? A trash garbage organization. Who wants to do that? Ugh. Let's be real. Let's be honest. We can all be homers and we can root and look forward to teams having success. But look, you're in rarefied air. The Pistons aren't in the same category. The Orlando Magic aren't in the same category. Charlotte, not in the same category. You know, Sarver in Phoenix, people hate that guy. Not every team is in the same category as the Warriors, the Celtics, the Mavs, Toronto, the Lakers, Miami. They're in a different space. They're in a different category. You know, we had a caller who said the Bulls, and the first five things that came out of his mouth were, well, the food is great, and the city is great here in Chicago, and this is great, and okay, well, what about the team? What about the winning? I mean, is Michael Jordan coming back? I mean, are we getting MVP Derrick Rose? Are we getting almost MVP caliber and Joakim Noah? Are we getting young Jimmy Butler? How? We can talk about great cities in the United States of America. We got plenty. We can talk about great cities in North America. We got plenty. We can talk about great cities all over the world. But if we're going to talk about winning, not everybody cuts it. And that's the thing. And I'll be honest here. We got a lot of professional sports organizations, and we have a lot of teams in sports that take advantage of the market that they're in. And so, yeah, the New York Knicks are a prime example. Because it's New York City, because you're always going to get tourists, because New York is a basketball town, because you have so many businesses and corporations and suites, Dolan has been able to take advantage of, hey, I don't necessarily got to try that hard. I can put a product out there. I can spend money. That doesn't mean he's spending it the right way. And it seems that the demand to put a quality product or improve the product on the court isn't all that good because people are going to show up. They're going to make money anyway. And then you naturally have cities that aren't necessarily in the largest markets that people just ain't going to run to. Unless you're drafted or traded there and you can build a winner. I'm talking about, you know, a Sacramento. I'm talking about Cleveland. People ain't running to these places. Who runs to Disney? Who runs to Orlando? Who runs to Indianapolis? It's tough. These are teams and these are squads who don't necessarily have the money. They don't necessarily have the same allure. And in order to attract folks, you got to draft them and keep them. Throw the money at them. Oklahoma City. New Orleans, like I tell you. The Pelicans. Oh, man, Louisiana. I love Louisiana. New Orleans is one of my favorite cities. But they're hard-pressed to attract free agents. Anthony Davis is like, oh, man, the team sucks. I got to go to L.A. Come on. And I think it's unfortunate. Steven is actually calling up from Oklahoma City. Steven, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Steven, if you had a choice, with all of the teams in the NBA, would you play for the Thunder? Would that be like your first option?
I hate to say it, JR, but no, they would not be. The Dallas Mavericks has got to be the best team to go to right now.
Yeah.
They're young, up and coming. Mark Cuban's not scared to open up the pocketbook. A lot of talent. Big city. I mean, why wouldn't you go there?
Yep. There you go. I have the Mavs on my top six. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's go to Cleveland. Brad is calling up from Cleveland. Brad, you're not going to say the Cavaliers, are you?
No, hell no, JR. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Brad.
That, I'm not going to say that you're New York Knicks either. How's that?
Well, they're not my New York Knicks. Who said they are?
Well, okay. I thought we covered this a couple months ago that you were, you know, we're a New York Knicks fan. You're from that area, right?
Yeah, I can be from the area. That doesn't mean I like the team. I think they're garbage, they're trash, and they wouldn't necessarily welcome me in with open arms.
I got you, but, you know, like, I'm loyal to the Cleveland teams, but, you know, they've had their down years, but I'm still loyal to the teams. But
Brad, let's put it this way. If you heard me on New York City radio talking about the New York Knicks, you think they're just going to let me in?
Let you in? What do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Well, Brad, give me your team and then I'll explain to you.
Yeah, no, I used to live in the Miami area, so, and my folks lived down in that area, so I would definitely play for the Miami Heat. And I think your question is kind of tinged upon the Greek Freak, like what he's leaning towards. Is that sort of where you're going with your question?
No. Not at all. My question is basically what I said. Hey, you can be an NBA city, you can be an NBA team, and hey, what does your culture look like? Where can you win? Where can you make money? It's not necessarily about the Greek Freak. This is mostly about looking at two teams playing in the NBA Finals who, for the most part, everybody's going to have a down year. Everybody will have several down years. But who are some teams that can endure? You think about the Miami Heat, Pat Riley is the Miami Heat. You think about the legacy of the Los Angeles Lakers, a lot of that has to do with the Buss family, but a whole lot of it has to do with the city of Los Angeles. So you can look up and down. This doesn't have as much to do with Giannis Antetokounmpo as it has to do with, hey, we got two teams here that, you know, they will always, through ups and downs for the most part, they're going to be in competition right now for the near future because of the folks running them and because of the cities.
And I also have to say, since I have lived in South Beach and Miami, that, you know, the players that play for the Heat love that area. There's a lot of benefits.
Of course.
You know, there's a lot of good times. Believe me, they had, like, these white parties down there when LeBron was down there with Chris Bosh. And
yes.
Believe me, there was a lot of fun things. So the weather is also part of the, attraction.
That's, yes. Yeah, we know, Brad. We know, Brad. We know. Well, let me ask you a question, because since you weren't too clear about why the New York Knicks wouldn't necessarily just love having, JR back at a practice or at a game. What can I help clarify?
Well, I didn't really know what you meant. Like, I just don't understand the way you phrased the Knicks wouldn't have you back or something like that.
So let me make this clear. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Brad. You ready?
Sure.
Are the New York Knicks garbage on a basketball court?
Unfortunately, they are, yes.
Okay. Do you believe that James Dolan is a bad owner in the NBA?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you answered two questions. So I'm going to fill in some blanks that you may not be aware of. James Dolan is also extremely paranoid. Have you heard?
Yes.
And James Dolan micromanages everything. You've heard?
Yes.
Fans have been in Madison Square Garden and have chanted at this man multiple times to sell the team. You've heard about that?
Right.
I can also tell you, as someone who has been to many New York Knicks practices, I can tell you, someone who's been to Knicks games, that you go to a Knicks arena, the Knicks have a staffer that documents every single question that's asked. The New York Knicks have banned media. The New York Knicks have told the New York Daily News, we don't want you at this press conference. Have you heard about that?
That part I don't know about, but I believe you.
So I will tell you that the New York Knicks are bad. And me, every time I open my mouth about the New York Knicks, whether it be here or locally on WFAN in New York City, I'm not necessarily endearing myself to the New York Knicks. That was my only point, Brad.
No, I got you. And I think you're great. I really enjoyed listening to you. You know, you cover the NBA, so you do a great job. And I'm actually sorry to see this NBA season – to me, it's ending with a major thud. And my son, who's 18, agrees with me. We were really looking forward to, like, the Clippers and the Lakers, and then possibly, you know, one of those two teams battling out with Milwaukee. And to me, this has not even been a series, this NBA Finals. That's my opinion. You know, people in L.A. are going to say, whoa, this has been great. You know, they're about to, you know, win a championship.
Brad,
but to me, it's been a real dud.
All right, well, Brad, go fix Goran Dragic's foot. I mean, that's the best I can tell you. Appreciate you for calling up from Cleveland. Yeah. Yeah, I thought Milwaukee was going to be there, too. And, yeah, we had some adjustments, but you got to make do with what you got. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of teams that just don't get you any damn where, teams that will screw you up, a place that you don't want to go, man, there's an NFL team that's just playing all types of nonsense with its quarterback situation. I'm going to tell you who it is when we come back. This team doesn't even have a name. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yep. Gave you my top six NBA destinations. Had to explain why one city isn't a destination. The New York Knicks. And now it's time to talk about some football. And I got to explain. You know, it's tough. You know, when you do my job and you root for teams your whole life. And yeah, I was a New York Knicks fan. Growing up in New York, I live in Atlanta now. Been all over the United States of America. It's different when you kind of work in the business and you have to deal with the teams. It's one thing when you can root from your couch and you can look at a team and root for the team. And then you get to know the players. And then it's just like, okay, I don't necessarily care about these guys personally. And then it starts getting to the team. And it's just like, oh, well, I don't necessarily care for the human beings at the team. And then it just starts to devolve. It really does. Like, I can root for plenty of teams, but with the Knicks, they're just such a disaster. Like, I find great joy in, you know, telling everybody how bad they are because I have the opportunity to do it and believe it. You know, I don't, a lot of my friends who used to be at a lot of the teams, the Knicks, a lot of those folks are no longer there. Why? Because working for the Knicks is like a revolving door. People go in and people go out. It's no different than the basketball operations. Now, having said that, let's talk about a team in the NFL that has no name. I'm talking about the Washington football team. Earlier today, we found out that Dwayne Haskins, this guy's played for three coaches and just basically coming in 2 years. He came out of Ohio State last year. He's gone from Gruden, and then they fired him and Callahan, and then Ron Rivera comes in. Ron Rivera doesn't have a damn thing to do with Dwayne Haskins. In Washington, the team with no name, they are 1-3. And Dwayne Haskins hasn't gotten more than 11 NFL starts. He was 1-7 last year with Jay Gruden. This year, in 4 starts, he's over here giving you a completion percentage of 61%. He has more than 900 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 INTs. His best game was probably, this past week, but it didn't matter. This is not Ron Rivera's guy. And not only did they trade for Kyle Allen in the offseason, former Carolina Panther, who gave you, 17 touchdowns and 16 interceptions, he's as mediocre as they come. They ain't winning nothing with him. That's the reality. And why not leave Haskins out there? Why not see what you got with the guy? This is awful that he didn't get a chance or an opportunity. And then they got him at third string. Alex Smith is the second string quarterback. And the guy legitimately almost lost his leg. This is an NFL quarterback out there. God forbid something happens to Kyle Allen and Dwayne Haskins is not dressed because now he's third string. God forbid something happens to Kyle Allen. We're going to see an NFL quarterback go out there who barely has a career. Shout outs to Alex Smith. I think what he did is amazing. I think if he can play, equally as amazing. But just from a human perspective, I don't want to see him out there on the field. And the Redskins, I mean, what direction are they going in? What are you going to do? Just have to end up drafting another QB? This is ridiculous. This is what Ron Rivera had to say on the decision to sit down Dwayne Haskins.
I think the biggest thing is looking at where we are in terms of our schedule and the situation and circumstances. This has been thought out by me for a while. To me, it goes back to the beginning of the schedule. We have four games coming up at the beginning that I was hoping to come out of it being 2-4, and then going into a stretch where we play four NFC games, three divisional games, and where we could make some hay. And unfortunately, you know, we're 1-3. We got four divisional games coming up. Three divisional games coming up, four conference games. And I just felt, you know, based on the things that have gone on with Dwayne, based on his development and where he is, we're better off putting the ball in the hands of guys that know our system, a guy that's been in our system for 3 years, backed up by a guy that's been in the system before and is a little bit more accomplished quarterback.
Oh, come on. Kyle Allen? Let's be real. I gave you his number, 17 TDs, 16 interceptions. That's the definition of mediocre. They let him go out there and throw the ball away just as much as he scored. They won his first four games, and after that, they went 1-7 the rest of the way. You got Dwayne Haskins there. Why not give him an opportunity? We know what Kyle Allen is. And Ron Rivera is saying all of this, and at the end of the day, oh, we have this many games left against this and this. What is anybody expecting from the Washington football team? You got Terry McLaurin, and after that, who else is there to receive the ball? Who else is Haskins supposed to throw to? This guy's getting a raw deal. Ron Rivera, and after all of that, he says, oh, I don't blame Dwayne Haskins for this. Listen.
This is not an indictment on Dwayne as much as an indictment on the situation and circumstances that we are in. You know, he did not have the benefit of OTAs and minicamp. He didn't have the benefit of four preseason games to work through things. And because of that, he's behind in his development in the system.
Yeah, he is. But the whole damn organization is behind. The Washington football team is an organization that's behind. They ain't winning nothing this year. They're not winning nothing next year. You should be happy at least you got some solid guys on the defensive side of the ball, at least on the front line, to go ahead and build with. But the offense is a disaster. The team is not winning anything this year. I don't care how damn bad the NFC East is. What is the hope or expectation that, oh, it's so bad that maybe we can win the division? Throw that out the window. Come on now. And even if you do, because everybody else sucks, what are you going to do? Go to the playoffs? You're wasting your time. You're running in place. You're wasting a draft pick by even looking at the playoffs. Dwayne Haskins got a raw deal. They need to leave him out there and at least see what he can do. Kyle Allen ain't winning nothing. Alex Smith ain't winning nothing. At least because of the offense and the other players at the skill positions that you have around. So Dwayne Haskins, he should have at least gotten at, maybe give him half the season, give him three quarters of it to evaluate, not four games. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Did Dwayne Haskins get a raw deal by the Washington football team? This is a joke of a team, a joke of a franchise, and chalk this up to just another tick mark of ridiculousness to happen down in D.C. What do you think about Dwayne Haskins? Did they screw the guy? 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to let you know, you should know by now, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. Before we went to break, I had to tell you about an unfortunate situation in Washington, D.C. And no, it's not the situation going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We got to go a little further out. We got to go into Maryland, and we got to talk about the Washington football team. Forget the fact that they're awful. Forget that they don't necessarily have the greatest offensive weapons or threats. Forget the fact that they're one of the worst offensive teams in the NFL. You got a quarterback here who hasn't even played a full 2 years yet. Technically, he hasn't played a full season, and they're already pulling the plug. And I'm talking about Dwayne Haskins. Ron Rivera now has this man playing third string. Kyle Allen, his old pet project, when Cam Newton wasn't playing from out in Carolina, Kyle Allen is the QB now. Alex Smith, who months ago, we didn't even know if this guy was going to have a leg, let alone play in the NFL, he's second string. Dwayne Haskins is now third. He may not even get dressed to play on Sunday, and he caught a raw deal. I know he was there before Ron Rivera. He wasn't Ron Rivera's QB, but this opportunity for him isn't fair. Where the hell are the Reds? Excuse me. Where the hell is the Washington football team going? I guess at this point, they can go the same place the Redskins went. Nowhere. It's unfortunate you have this team, you have this squad, and then you have a quarterback who has talent that's catching a raw deal. I mean, I guess him and Sam Darnold, they got to be best friends right now. They're just like, well, they told us we had talent. They told us, you know, we could play, but they're letting me get sacked, and they don't have anybody for me to throw the ball to, and this is bad. Dwayne Haskins caught a raw deal for a team that's not going anywhere. Give him some more time. Where does Ron Rivera think this organization is going right now? I mean, what is he going to do? He's going to clone Terry McLaurin? I mean, what is he going to do? It's tough doing. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Did Dwayne Haskins get a raw deal? This guy went from number one to number three. Didn't even get the benefit of being a backup. Phone lines are open. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenny. He's calling up from South Carolina. Kenny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm good. Go ahead, Kenny.
Okay, so, yeah, I live in South Carolina. I'm a lifelong Skins fan, and to answer your question, I would say it's a yes and a no. A yes in the vein of everything that you said before I got on the phone, and I would say a no in that my hope would be maybe this is some Ron's way of humbling him, possibly. I don't know, but it's the wrong move because he's done respectably given the circumstances that he's had to play under. His numbers haven't been stellar, but I mean, look at Daniel Jones. Look at somebody like a Josh Allen or something. Josh Allen got time to grow, and he had a more stable organization and coach. And so Dwayne Haskins, as you've already said, has had three coaches. How many different offensive systems, two or three of those. And he's just got the makings. The team, like you said, the Redskins aren't going anywhere, so no need to bench him now.
Yeah, let the guy play. See what you got. At least, and thank you for calling up, Kenny. Yeah, what did he do? Is he not showing up to work? Is he saying something that he's not supposed to in the back? What's the deal? What's the situation? Why can't this guy get more of a shot? Where's the team going? Nowhere. Evaluate him. It's a raw deal that he has that he doesn't have more dudes to play with. And granted, I mean, okay, different quarterbacks, everybody's different. Maybe you see no future in the guy. Is that what it is? Ken is calling up from Wisconsin. Ken, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to agree. I think he's getting a raw deal, too. I'm going to admit I'm no expert. I'm not a football coach. But I do remember hearing all about how he needed a year to sit when he was coming out of Ohio State, how he wasn't ready to go, and he needed to learn before he got put on the job. But they threw him to the wolves. And all of a sudden they're surprised when he's not the superstar after, you know, a handful of games here, and they're pulling a plug on him, and team's going nowhere. Why not give the guy a chance to grow? Why not give the guy a chance as they build that team up and see what he can do with a little talent around him?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Thank you, Ken, for calling up from Wisconsin. Eric, he's calling up from Chicago. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think about this situation going on in Washington?
You know what? I think Chico's just trying to win. I think if you know, Washington's obviously in a funk. You know, they're changing their name. They don't have a name. They've got no running game. They get rid of AP. AP's doing well starting in, well, not well, but starting in Detroit. The organization itself, obviously in the funk, but Haskins still has to play. You know, he was showing up to work, but he wasn't getting the job done. Poor guy's only got McLaurin, but, you know, that's no excuse. Can't remember what quarterback just said it recently, but they said that the quarterback makes the receivers, you know, gives the receivers their name. It's not the receivers that give the quarterback their name. You know, like Aaron Rodgers giving Lazard his name. You got Valdez Scantling, or all of a sudden these guys are household names because the quarterback makes them. You got a guy like Trubisky here in Chicago who's got two different coaches. He can't play the game. You know, it was long overdue before he got benched. Not everyone can transform, I think, from the college ranks to the NFL ranks. I think Haskins being one of them.
Correct.
Like I said, I don't think the organization's in a spot where it needs to be, but I think they did what they felt they needed to do.
Well,
at least try to put it.
Sure, Eric. Well, obviously, well, there's a couple of things. A, we know that they ain't going nowhere. So let's throw that out the window. In the second part, we can talk about quarterbacks making receivers. You know who does that? Guys who can get by with bums? Elite quarterbacks. Some guys take some time. Some guys don't. You can look at a Sam Darnold and you can look at a Haskins and say, okay, these guys are playing with trash. They just got into the league. They don't necessarily have the support. And you talk about Adrian Peterson getting let go, and now he's up in Detroit. They let go of him so they could see what they have in their other running backs, so they could see what they have in their other players, so you could see what an Antonio Gibson can do. All the meanwhile, you got a quarterback here. He can't play? I'm not going to go with that. Appreciate you, Eric, for calling from Chicago. Maybe there's more than meets the eye. We don't know what's going on in the back room. We don't know what's going on in the study. We don't know what's going on Zoom. We don't know about the commitment. Ron Rivera ain't saying nothing. Haskins hasn't said anything. His agent has said something. A matter of fact, of course, in 2020, his agent went on Twitter and said this about him getting benched. Pull that up, David Mulligetta. There we go. Amazing. This is the narrative coming out of D.C. A young quarterback, 10 starts total over two seasons, who's in a brand new system with no offseason in said new system, a young offensive line, limited weapons on offense in only three games into the NFL season, yet he is the one that must play well. Richard is calling up from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What are your thoughts, Richard?
J.R., I disagree with you 100%. I've been a Skins fan for 55 years. Number one, the only reason Haskins got drafted, Gruden didn't even want him, but he went to school with Dan Snyder's son, so they were best friends. So Snyder told him to draft Haskins, and Gruden didn't want him. I'm glad Rivera did what he did. Out of all the new coaches in the NFC East, I trust Rivera more than I do them. He's a lot better than what they are. The Redskins aren't going to a playoff this year, but their defense is good. They're getting better. And if Allen can do better than what Haskins did, Dallas is supposed to be all that in a bag of chips. They ain't worth a damn. The Giants aren't worth a damn.
Well, Richard, we know what the other teams in the division are. And the question wasn't whether or not you know, oh, well, is Ron Rivera a good or bad coach? Or the question isn't, okay, well, why did Haskins get drafted? The question is, did the guy get a raw deal? And the answer is yes. It don't matter how he got there or what he did or whose best friend he was, cousins, uncle, brother, sister, mother, father. It doesn't matter. He's there. He didn't get an opportunity. He hasn't gotten an opportunity. The dude didn't even just get dropped from being a starter. They moved him all the way to third string. So unless there's more to meets the eye, it doesn't matter how he got there. It doesn't matter what the division looks like. It doesn't matter what Ron Rivera has done, what he will do, what he's doing right now. The fact is, when you look at Haskins, he himself, he got a raw deal.
All right, let me ask you one question. I can't remember the quarterback name. He went in the first round.
You going to tell me about Rosen?
Yeah, he's been to three different teams. Did he get a fair deal? No. To me, Rosen is better than Haskins.
That's debatable because his ass ain't on the field either. And if you want to ask me, yeah, he also got a raw deal, but he didn't show it. He didn't go out there. And you know what? He had more time, and thank you, Richard, for calling up from Myrtle Beach. He had time to show out. At least that guy got a year under the same system before they said, we got to take Murray. And I'm not talking about Josh. I'm not talking about Mr. Rosen. I'm talking about Haskins. John is calling up from California. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts? We're up against a break.
Yeah, I mean, kind of echoing similar sentiments from the last caller. I think we're jumping to conclusions on a lot of things. We don't know where his work ethic is. And frankly, in the NFL, if the coach knows, if he's got a feeling about him, it's time to try new things. I mean, you've got a division that is, I mean, it's a trash division. Somebody's going to win that thing with seven wins.
John.
Yeah, come on.
Where do you think the Washington football team is going to end this season?
Well, look.
No, John. Where do you think the Washington football team is going to end this season?
Well, and that's the thing. How are they going to know?
No, John. Well, John knows they're going to end up in the toilet. More of your calls when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.